Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Welcome to Help and Hope. My name is Winston Smith. I am a counselor and faculty member of CCF, and I am your host today. And I'm joined here by
Mike Imlett. I'm also faculty and counselor here at CCEF.
And I am Chris Carter. I'm a student, CCF student.
Welcome, guys. Today we want to jump into what I think is a pretty important methodological issue. And actually, Mike, you brought this to my attention, something that's come up in classes for you. So do you want to kind of lead us into this?
Sure. So a common question that I get from our counseling students, particularly those students that are in a counseling observation setting, they've taken classes and now they're actually watching someone counsel. One of the questions that comes up is how directive should the counselor be in a session? How do you know when to really direct the session, doing a fair bit of talking versus really letting the session kind of play out and the conversation play out? How do you know which to do? And I think that's a really, really good question. I don't think there's an easy answer to that. I think some of the things that initially come to mind for me are, well, the style of the counselor plays into it. If you tend to be fairly laid back in your conversational style, that's going to come out in your counseling. If you tend to be a much more take charge, directive kind of person, that is more likely to come out in the style. So the, if you will, the personality of the counselor fits into that. Same for the counselee. If the counselee tends to be very very active and directive themselves, it'll have a different feel. The session will have a different feel. But if a counselee is much more withdrawn, the counselor actually, even if they tend to be someone who's pretty laid back, let's see where this goes, they're going to have to work harder and be more directive in order to draw out that particular kind of counselee. So just from the start here, I think one of the things that becomes clear is the answer to that question, in many ways, is it depends. It depends on a lot of factors, and those are just a couple to start with. I have more we can talk about.
This came up in the context of one of your own observation classes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they must have been reflecting on your own style and what you were doing with this particular person. So without divulging any data that you shouldn't divulge, is this something a student was asking because they thought you were letting this counselee talk too long, or was your observation class getting restless and wanting you to do more talking? Or
that was certainly, I think, the context of that question. Although I've heard that question before, but in this most recent time, it was in that context where I would ask a few questions here and there, but the counselee would go with it. And for the first number of sessions, I didn't say a whole lot. And so that was one of the questions is, well, how, shouldn't you be saying more? Shouldn't you be directing the session more? So it did come out of that, out of that particular context. I think it's important to, another factor in that question is, well, where are you actually in the counseling process? So early in the counseling process, I'm going to tend to be much less directive. I'm going to ask hopefully good questions that'll draw the counselee out. But if they're giving information that is really helpful and it's really helping me to get to know them and understand them, I'm very content to let them talk and see where the conversation plays out. People tend to go to the things that are ultimately important as they talk things out.
Yeah.
So I tend to be much less directive earlier on in the timing of a counseling relationship.
I guess I'm gonna speak to this question more based on my experience in observation classes as well. And my sense is our students who are in general folks without a lot of counseling experience, they expect us to be talking more. And usually the kind of thing I end up saying to my class is, you definitely don't speak until you know the person to whom you're speaking. Mm-hmm. And I think our tendency, especially in a formal counseling situation, is to think we know people better than we really do. Mm-hmm. And it's always better to listen longer and make sure you're listening long enough to really know the person that you're speaking to, so they have a reason to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because when someone feels misunderstood, and when they feel like you're speaking quickly and you're missing their experience or you're misunderstanding them, they will tune you out. Mm-hmm. And if they have to do a lot of tuning you out, they'll stop coming to talk to you.
That's right.
So that would be my first thought, would just be, as long as you're engaged in trying to really understand them, you're listening carefully, not because you're drawing a blank, but you're listening carefully because you really want to know and care for them. They will experience that as love, not as you being incompetent, but they'll feel loved, mm-hmm. and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this question is kind of coming out of your experience as a counselor, I'm meeting with this person, and they can easily fill up our entire time with talking. Well, then you've got to ask another question. Why are they doing that? And if you don't know why they're doing that, then I think you just turn that into a conversation with them. And it can be very caring, thoughtful question. Like, I've noticed the last few times when we've gotten together, you've done most of the talking, and I'm actually okay with that, because I feel like I'm learning a lot as I'm listening to you. But I want to make sure you're finding that helpful,
mm-hmm.
and I want to give you input and feedback when you're ready for it, and you just kind of say, mm-hmm. you know, where are we at in this, you know, or if you know you may have the sense that they're doing a lot of talking because they're evading or dodging, mm-hmm. you can speak to that very gently and kindly as well, and you say, I notice you're doing a lot of talking. I'm not quite sure where you're going, and I have thoughts I'd like to share with you, but I don't know if you're ready for it. You're ready to hear them yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's ways you can explore that. So as a general counseling principle, I would say when you're noticing a process issue, then you can let that process issue become the content of your counseling. You can talk about the process mm-hmm. with the person that you're counseling with.
Right, yeah. I mean, what you notice in the way the relationship is unfolding before you, Put it on the table.
Yeah,
I think that's right.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing is that directiveness and non-directiveness can both be really constructive in that relationship, depending on the time. That's really helpful.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of times these questions come down. Well, it depends on who you're talking to,
yeah.
and exploring what's going on. But
mm-hmm. yeah. one other thing there, if we as counselors need to have in mind what direction we would like the session to go, but that can be done directly or indirectly. And I'm very comfortable if I'm moving in the direction that I would like to move, but the counselee is actually the one who is talking and discovering those places I want to go, because oftentimes that's much more effective than me telling them this is where we're going, or this is where you should be going.
Mm-hmm.
So letting them discover that route is, I think, a wonderful thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think I've let this conversation go on long enough. So
we'll make this a process issue and end this now.
I'm going to close this. So anyway, thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.